It's Tuesday, May 31st, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Two more Christian pastors were jailed in central India over the weekend for allegedly violating anti-conversion laws. The pastors oversee a congregation of 25 Christian families that regularly gather in a makeshift hall for worship. A mob attacked their church on Sunday, after which the pastors were arrested by police officers on false charges of illegal conversion activity, reports International Christian Concern. Pray Psalm 109, verses 2 and 3 and 21 for the persecuted who are falsely accused. For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful have opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They have also surrounded me with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. But you, O God, the Lord, deal with me for your name's sake, because your mercy is good. Deliver me. Last week, President Joe Biden signed a package assigning $40 billion of aid to Ukraine, in addition to the $14 billion provided in March, reports CNBC. That's about twice Ukraine's entire annual government budget and over 80% of Russia's entire military budget. The Russian-Ukrainian war continues about 100 miles from the eastern border of Ukraine on the streets of Severodonetsk, a city with a population of about 120,000. Russian troops took control of the town of Lyman over the weekend. These are the last territories to fall to the Russians in the Donbass region. 72% of Harvard graduates call themselves liberal or progressive, and only 6% would call themselves conservatives or leaning conservative. That's according to a study conducted by the Harvard University paper, The Crimson. And 93% of graduates surveyed have an unfavorable view of President Donald Trump. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is pushing for more gun control, advancing legislation that would freeze the buying and selling of all handguns.
We're introducing legislation to implement a national freeze on handgun ownership. What this means is that it will no longer be possible to buy, sell, transfer, or import handguns anywhere in Canada. In other words, we're capping the market for handguns.
The ban is expected to restrict ownership and mandate buybacks on privately owned rifles. In addition, Trudeau also announced yesterday that his government will heavily restrict the ownership of military-style rifles, reports the Globe and Mail. As of the spring of 2020, the country had already banned 1,500 models of rifles. The Third Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled against a Christian postman who wanted an exemption from the Postal Service from working on Sundays. An Obama appointee, Circuit Judge Patty Schwartz, argued that an exemption for the appellate, Mr. Gerald Groff, would constitute an undue hardship for the U.S. Postal Service, reports CourthouseNews.com. For the last 200 years, U.S. postal carriers were not required to work on Sundays when most Christian churches remember the resurrection of Christ and gather together for worship. That all changed 4 years ago when a private company, Amazon, solicited the Postal Service to deliver packages in rural areas. Josh Duggar, former participant in a reality program with the Learning Channel, was sentenced to 12 years and 7 months in prison, a $50,000 fine, and an additional 20 years of parole for the crime of possessing gross forms of pornography, reports NBC News. The Christian family, the Duggars, including parents Jim Bob and Michelle, became famous for the 19 Kids and Counting program, which aired for 10 seasons between 2008 and 2015. We need to recall the words of Jesus found in Luke 12, verses 1 through 3. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have spoken in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have spoken in the ear in inner rooms will be proclaimed on the housetops. Top Gun Maverick was the box office favorite for the weekend, breaking the all-time Memorial Day record for total receipts at $156 million. The Christian-oriented movie guide website counted 56 profanities, including the taking of Jesus' name in vain, and noted a scene involving implied fornication, but still insisted that the film maintained a, quote, very strong, moral, pro-American, patriotic worldview, end quote. Meanwhile, the Christian-produced comedy Family Camp totaled $3.4 million in box office receipts over a two-week run. And finally, Memorial Weekend gas prices averaged $4.60 per gallon across the nation. That's a 53% increase over last year. However, adjusted for inflation, the all-time high for gas prices was $5.38 a gallon back in June 2008. Overall, inflation rates were marginally lower in April, dipping about 0.3% over March. The personal consumption expenditures inflation metric came in at 6.3%. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, May 31st in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.